Thanks for joining us today on CC and Doc Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. You never know quite what you're going to get, but you'll always be entertained.
Do it again.
Welcome to the CC and Doc Talk around laughter. And so, we all need to laugh more, but why are we doing a podcast on laughter and where did that come from?
Well, especially because you and I always say how serious we are.
We're very serious. I actually wish I were, there are some friends that we have that they just say something and then they laugh. And they're so funny because they laugh at themselves and they just laugh at everything. And I wish I had that in me. I laugh. But not like some people do. I wish
I
laughed.
I can make you laugh.
Yes.
We're finally doing a podcast because I've been able to stay out of the bathroom long enough for us to do one.
That is so true. There have been a lot of poop jokes in our world for quite a while now. And they do make you laugh. Well, I made you laugh last night, but unfortunately...
You also made me poop my pants.
It was a little sharding that
happened. Thanks for that. Anyway.
But it did make... We are laughing more because of this.
If anybody's joining
otherwise
us...
otherwise we'd cry.
If anybody's joining us for the very first time, the poop jokes and all that come from the fact that I...
You don't have all your pooping parts.
Yeah. I now have a semicolon. I now have a semicolon thanks to colorectal cancer, and so my body is readjusting since my last surgery. So anyway, now that we have
kudos to you for your amazing attitude going through this whole 10 months and being able to laugh when you can.
Well,
we
if
cry,
you don't laugh,
you're
going to cry. I mean, yeah, really, if you don't laugh, you cry.
Well, and then, but then there was a time where you had acid tears with the chemo, so you couldn't cry. So we laughed
so
through
we
that.
Had to laugh.
It was all.
But then you couldn't make me laugh hard and so hard that I had tears because that was bad.
Well, then I couldn't make you laugh because you had stitches all
right
over your belly. And then you're like, don't make me laugh.
Oh,
and that was even
God
more of a challenge and fun to make you laugh. And you're like, oh my gosh, stop making me laugh.
So I'm wondering if you actually wanted to do this podcast so that the goal for the next 10 months now is laughter instead of
I would
all this
like to figure out how to laugh. We've been so serious and I'm so in my head, what
well,
the heck?
And we also, for some reason, you and I have just sort of relied on green humor. And by green, I mean, I'm referring back to our Real Colors
sarcastic
podcast from earlier. The Real
very
Colors.
Intellectual.
Yeah. So
humor.
Yeah. So it's just been, very dry humor.
Right. And so I might as well share with you, I have a note. Ode to my short and sassy semicolon song.
For
that
me.
For you.
For me.
If this is for you to sing to your colon as you continue to go smoothly.
So that will be coming soon on social media.
Right.
And even
when I'm recording it, I had to stay serious because I was concentrating so hard, but it's hysterical.
And you've even enlisted some help in that. So that'll be a fun thing.
I have. I'm looking forward to.
So if you're not following us at CCN Doc on social media,
the short
please
version
do,
of and it's just the N.
If you aren't, you're seriously missing out. Okay, yeah. So laughter. I had no idea where we were going with this. So
okay, there's this whole thing around live, love, laugh, right? Laugh more. The secret to a long life is laughter. There's even quotes out there around the secret to living well and longer is to eat half, walk double, laugh triple, and love without measure. That's a Tibetan proverb, by the way. And then, I'm going to go back to why is laughter so important? The work that I did with families, laughter actually releases endorphins in your body, and it actually opens up your brain. The moments that you're laughing, it opens up your brain for learning. So children who are laughing and they're playing, they're actually learning, when they're laughing. And who doesn't love to hear children laughing? I mean, it's contagious, right? And so there was a time where I was asked to propose a topic, an article topic to get into Family Business Magazine. It's not an easy business magazine to get into as an article. And, a lot of people around me were submitting articles like, family business governance and very serious topics. And I said, why don't we do one, family that laughs together stays together? And my coworkers kind of looked at me like, huh?
Like you were an alien.
Why would you write on that? And I said, because when I go to work with families and you walk into the room and the parents and the siblings and the aunts or the uncles or whatever are there, if they're laughing together, then I know there's an opportunity for them to have very good success in decision-making, shared decision-making, that they're going to stay together, that they're a loving family, that they have that compassion. And if I walk into a room and there's no laughter at all, I'm like, well, boy, this is going to be a challenge. Holy cow, what did I just walk into? You know, I mean, it's more like, you know, backstabbing jabs. I mean, you know, so you can read the energy of a room just because of the level of laughter sure. that happens. So a family that laughs together stays together. Sure. And they accepted the article immediately, and then it was due. Hey, can you get us a draft by tomorrow?
And
you
that know? Wasn't but funny.
That was not funny. But of course, you know, you work 18-hour days and you do it. So,
you know, anyway, it's funny.
That was not funny.
Not funny. I always wonder, it's so funny. I always wonder if when people meet me in person, they're disappointed because because I think I'm funnier in writing than I am in person.
You are funny in writing.
And it's funny because when everything's funny today, when we stand in front of an audience, when you and I stand in front of an audience and or we're training or doing a keynote, I'm funny then too. So then I often wonder when people have a one-on-one conversation with me, if they're like, she's not as funny in person as she is.
You know, that's interesting.
You and I experienced that when we went to the Ellen show. You know, like, she's funny as a comedian, but she's also very green. She's super funny as a comedian. But, like, even at her show, you can see how serious she is. I mean, she's not always funny. She's a serious
woman.
Yeah,
and people, you know, they would meet her in the streets, and they're like, hey, be funny. You know, you're
right.
Supposed to be funny.
And she's like, I know, no.
It's, yeah. But it's that sarcastic green funny. It's very intellectual.
And I have my moments. I mean, I definitely have my moments when I'm funnier than others in person. But it is interesting how you and I can be so funny in front of an audience, in writing, but then here at home, you know, we probably aren't as funny or laughter.
Like, yeah, it's interesting. All the time. You know, when you get together with people that you haven't seen in a while or whatever the case may be, you know, and you want to get updates. Hey, how's your world going, right? And you get all this, you know, well, you know, something happened to this friend, something happened to that friend, and, you know, somebody had a heart attack, and I got a headache, and I got a hemorrhoid, and whatever else that's going on.
I had rectal cancer,
you know. And you get the whole list of all the ailments. You know, and it's like, okay, these are not funny conversations unless you come back to talking about the poop jokes, right? Because
right.
everybody thinks those are funny. Or farting, right? Sharding, in our case.
Or they think they're disgusting.
But in right, our case, yeah, it's like,
it's our survival mechanism, so get over it.
You know, but we go right into that. And the other thing that keeps us from laughing is you have an agenda. When somebody comes to your house for a visit, you have to make sure that you're getting the meal together, or the drinks, or that you're taking care of things. Being the consummate host or whatever it is, as opposed to just like being in the moment and just having fun or telling stories or funny stories where you get the opportunity to laugh, whatever.
Well, and honestly, our friend Gina is the best example of that. I mean, she laughs at everything. She makes us laugh. She laughs at herself.
She says something that just cracks up and you just have to laugh.
And she says the funniest things, and she's so quick-witted. And she has been the comic relief in our life for so many years. And, you know, we haven't been able to see her in person a lot the last few years, but honestly, like, you get on the phone with her and she lifts up our entire day because of her laughter. She's just...
Well, we just know people, right? You know, Jim up in Minnesota, my coworker, I mean, he would crack a joke and he would crack himself up. You know, he'd be like, hey, I did that like a giraffe. You know, and you're like, that wasn't even funny, but I'm laughing with you because you laughed at it so hard. Patrick, he'd go, ha, 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 and then everybody's laughing.
So that
he was known for having this contagious laugh. So I've never been known for having a contagious laugh.
I know, and I don't know.
By the way, Lori is another person,
another
colleague of ours.
Yeah.
I'm not using last names intentionally.
So the contagious laughter thing, that is so great. There, some people just have the most contagious laugh, and when they start laughing, you can't help but laugh. It's just like...
Yeah. You just have to laugh.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So I just
you said the other day you have different types of, you have different laughs.
I do. And I think my laughs have adapted over the years. And I think sometimes my laughs have ended up mimicking other people's laughs in some time periods. And you're just being silly now. I have no idea. Oh, that was the parrot.
The parrot that picked up. You said you're mimicking other people's laughs. The parrot picked up the receptionist's laugh.
In Costa Rica, the parrot.
Yes.
Bella, bella, bella.
Ha, 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 ha. And then we met the receptionist, and what does she do? She laughs. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, that's right. She was mimicking. Okay, now I'm with you. It took me a minute.
Okay.
I was like, sorry. Where are we going with this one?
That was a big leap.
So I don't know, like contagious laughter. And I'm trying to, off the top of my head now, I can't think of anybody who has that contagious laughter. But it seems like I just said to somebody the other day, you have the most contagious laugh. But yeah, I don't know that I have a contagious laugh. I mean,
yeah, I've never been told, man, you have an awesome laugh, or that is, you know, a contagious laugh or anything like that. No.
Yeah, I feel compelled to be funny if I'm going to make people laugh. I don't feel like I can just laugh and make people laugh.
Right. How hard is it for you to laugh at movies? Like, people watch that stupid kind of movie and they think it's funny, but that Dumb and Dumber type stuff, I just don't get it. I don't laugh at that stuff.
I have to be really in the mood to watch those kind of movies for them to make me laugh. Otherwise, I think
just
they're
like,
just dumb.
Just stupid.
Right. Right. You and I laugh like comedians. I mean, you and I will laugh at some comedians.
It's hard to get me to do like a belly laugh where I'm crying. I mean, that's like, I can count on.
See, and again, I think that's the green in us, and you have a lot of it. I have at least a quarter of it. So, you know, I do think that's the green in us. I think greens have a harder time belly laughing, but you know, there have been times when you and I have cracked ourselves up. Like we're videotaping, like the videotape that we did right before I went in for the second surgery, and I was asking you if I was going to be banned from social media again, and you started talking about what my job was, and my only job was to be able to poop normally, and
right.
and not.
But again, that's sarcastic humor. And not we're good at sarcastic.
But
humor.
we were dying belly laughing on that one.
That was pretty funny.
So we have to crack ourselves up to belly laugh. I guess.
I mean, and it's rare. It's rare that a movie really gets me to laugh out loud. And I love movies that can get me to laugh out loud. Uncoupled, where they do the scene with him wanting to do Botox in his butt. That one just made me laugh out loud. And I love it when I can laugh out loud, because I do think laughter is the best medicine.
Absolutely. So how do we incorporate more laughter into our lives and into our world? Do we need, like my sister has a great philosophy. My sister only watches funny things before she goes to bed, which I think is fantastic. So she's a huge fan of sitcoms. She's a huge fan of like late night talk shows that make you laugh.
Like the old Seinfeld.
Things like that. Saturday Night Live, she still loves. But yeah, she has kind of a rule that she doesn't watch anything before bed that won't make her laugh. So I think that's kind of a cool
idea. Well, so much for, that would leave the news out for
sure. Right, exactly.
All that serious stuff.
I know, don't watch the news before you go to bed. What else could we incorporate to make ourselves laugh?
Just lighten up, right?
You and I don't watch a ton of TV. I mean, we watch maybe one show a day in the evening if we can get to it.
I think if I were to do maybe a little bit more, what I'm noticing as we're saying this, a theme is, I need to just laugh at myself more. If
right.
I could learn to laugh at myself, you'd laugh more. And there are some times where I've laughed at you and you weren't laughing at yourself, but you didn't think it was funny, and then you got mad at me. But if you were laughing at yourself, I mean, like the other day, the something happened with the sprayer, and you ended up spraying water all over the kitchen. And in the past, if I would have laughed at you, you would have been like, that's not funny, stop laughing. And I would have continued to laugh. And you're like, I'm serious, you're laughing at me and that's not funny. But the other day you actually laughed at it. So then it gave me the permission to laugh too.
Okay, but truth be told, I had a history of being picked on when I was younger. And so
you don't like to be laughed at.
Being laughed at feels like criticism. And you know, thanks to the inner journey during the whole cancer journey, I have actually gotten a lot better about that because I've gotten rid of some of that trauma. But I mean, yeah. So I mean,
I was pleasantly surprised because that sprayer hit you and hit the kitchen, and I was kind of holding my breath for a moment because normally I wouldn't laugh at that. But you started laughing the other day, and then I started laughing. I'm like, yes, we can laugh at this.
I do need to learn to laugh at myself more. What's funny is I crack myself up on a regular basis. Like I say things out loud. Because we both know I'm a verbal processor. So I say things out loud. I crack myself up on a regular basis. I laugh at myself that way all the time. But yeah, I definitely am not somebody who usually laughs at myself when something goes wrong. I always kind of take it more seriously and take it to heart. But I think I'm getting better.
So it's only taken
me 54 years, but you know.
Well, that's all.
It's about time.
So I'm going to try an experiment here, and I don't know how well this is going to go or not, but if we were to just start to laugh, right? At first it's going to be forced, but then laugh. Does it turn into actual laughter?
Well, and it's too bad we can't get feedback from our podcast listeners because they would have to tell us whether it works or not.
I know. So
so now we're just going to sit here and laugh like dorks.
We're just going to laugh. Not really.
Does it matter? It was, you know, we're supposed to be laughing.
My stomach actually hurts a little. Okay, at first it was forced, but then actually with the side, it felt pretty good. But it was real after you snorted, because then I really started to laugh. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
all right, I'm not crying.
All right, so a laugh a day and an apple a day.
There you go.
Makes...
But we can come out of it and get real sick.
I know, we just totally did. So okay. So do you have a message here? Because
giggle. You remember I wanted to name our blog, but it was after you started it, Giggles and Gourmet. And then I'd watch our videos, and I'm like, yeah, but we're not funny.
It was like 5 years after we started it. And you're right. You're right. It would have been like a paradox, because, you know, we're calling it Giggles and Gourmet, and we're not really that funny.
And we're serious.
You know, yeah. We're seriously cooking food.
All right, we're about to go on a trip. We need to do videos and stuff where we're laughing.
All righty.
It's all going to be fun. So love and light.
Up in the ante there.
Love, light, and laughter.
All right, you're in charge of that then. You're in charge of the laughter script.
Okay. Have a beautiful day.
Oh, everybody laugh today at least once. Have fun.
At yourself too.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Cece and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at Cece and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.